Welcome to The Mildly Interesting with Oliver Wilson, the official bedtime podcast of former insomniacs. Tomorrow is Sunday, November 28th, National French Toast Day. The breakfast favorite French toast goes by many names, depending on where it is being served. Some fun names include eggy bread, German toast, poor knight's pudding, or Bombay toast. No matter what it is called, this delicious food is always made of the same key ingredients, whipped egg, milk or cream and bread. This tasty sweet snack is also often served with sugar or syrup and fruit, or perhaps a bit of powdered sugar sprinkled on top, and consists of bread slices fried in a mixture of milk and egg. You may love French toast, but have you ever wondered about its history? Well, I have. And I think you might just find it mildly interesting. Subscribe to The Mildly Interesting on Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are available. We'll be right back. French toast is a dish of sliced bread soaked in beaten eggs and typically milk, then pan-fried. Alternative names and variants include eggy bread, Bombay toast, gypsy toast, and poor knights of Windsor. When French toast is served as a sweet dish, milk, sugar, vanilla, or cinnamon are also commonly added before pan-frying, and then it may be topped with sugar, often powdered sugar, butter, fruit, or syrup. When it is a savory dish, it is generally fried with a pinch of salt or pepper, and it can then be served with a sauce such as ketchup or mayonnaise. The earliest known reference to French toast is in the Apicius, a collection of Latin recipes dating to the 1st century CE, described as simply a lighter dulce, another sweet dish. The recipe says to break, slice, fine white bread, crust removed, into rather large pieces which soak in milk, and beaten eggs, fry in oil, cover with honey and serve. A 14th century German recipe uses the name Ame Ritter, poor knight, also used in English and the Nordic languages. Also, in the 14th century, Tivan presented a recipe for tostis dorée. Italian 15th century culinary expert Martino da Como offers a recipe. The usual French name is pain perdu, French pipli, lost bread, reflecting its use of stale or otherwise lost bread, which gave birth to the metaphoric term pain perdu for sunk costs. It may also be called pain dorée, golden bread, in Canada. There are 15th century English recipes for pain perdu. An Austrian and Bavarian term is Pfaffs or Poffies, from Zuppa Pavese, referring to Pavia, Italy. The word soup in the dish's name refers to bread soaked in a liquid, a sop. In Hungary, it is commonly called bundaskinaja, lit. Coated bread. Slices of bread are soaked or dipped in a mixture of beaten eggs, often whisked with milk or cream. Sugar, cinnamon, nutmeg, and vanilla may be variously added to the mixture. The bread is then fried in butter or olive oil until browned and cooked through. Day-old bread is often used for its thrift and because it will soak up more egg mixture without falling apart. The cooked slices may be served with sugar or sweet toppings such as jam, honey, fruit, or maple syrup. According to The Complete Cook, 1659, as quoted in the OED, the bread was dipped in milk only, with the egg mixture added afterwards. Alternatively, the bread may be soaked in wine, rose water, or orange juice before or after cooking. In both Portugal and Brazil, Rabanadas are a traditional Christmas dessert. Many recipes often use tinto or port wine. In Denmark, Amagerdrikke, Poor Nights, is a sweet breakfast dish that can be eaten as an afternoon treat or evening dessert. The Danish version of this dish uses sugar with cinnamon instead of plain sugar. In France, pain perdu has a wide range of regional variations. In Germany, Amagerdrikke, Poor Nights or Pfaffen are at least known since the 14th century, mentioned in Deutsches Wörterbuch, the German dictionary, by the Brothers Grimm. Hong Kong-style French toast, Chinese, Cantonese ale, sedosi, lit. Western toast, is typically prepared by combining multiple slices of bread with peanut butter or fruit jam filling, then dipping in beaten egg and deep frying. It is served with butter and topped with golden syrup or honey. It is a typical offering in Hong Kong tea houses, cha chan teng. Other types of filling found are meat floss, kaya jam, ham, or beef satay. In India, Bombay toast is a dish sold on the streets of Mumbai by hawkers and vendors. Bombay toast is also called sweet French bread. In Norway, Amagerdrikke, Poor Nights. Once only a dessert dish, it is now eaten for brunch or breakfast. The most common spices are cinnamon and cardamom. In Romania, it is known as friginel and, almost always, served as a savory dish, often enough, without milk, although milk can be requested at most dinners. French toast is a familiar menu item in the famous hawker centers of Singapore, sold traditionally part of a breakfast set with local soft-boiled eggs or a dollop of kaya. Torija is a similar recipe traditionally prepared in Spain for Lent and Holy Week. It is usually made by soaking stale bread in milk or wine with honey and spices. It is dipped in beaten egg and fried with olive oil. This cooking technique breaks down the fibers of the bread and results in a pastry with a crispy outside and smooth inside. It is often sprinkled with cinnamon as a final touch. Torijas or torejas were first mentioned by the Spanish composer, poet and playwright Juan del Encina, 1468-1533, in his Cancionero, published in 1496. Anda oca pasta has the verse en cantares nuevos, que son sus orejas, mil y muchos huevo para hacer torejas, aunque sin dolor pario al redenta. In the UK, it is commonly known as French toast, or occasionally as eggy bread or gypsy toast, and is served as both a sweet and savory dish. French toast was popularly served in railroad dining cars of the early and mid-20th centuries. Santa Fe was primarily known for its French toast, and most of the railroads provided recipes of these and other dining car offerings to the public as a promotional feature. In New Orleans, Louisiana Creole cuisine, French toast is known as pain perdu, and is most commonly served as a breakfast dish. The recipe calls for New Orleans-style French bread. The batter is an egg-based custard, including spirits. Standard toppings include cane syrup, intensely flavored honey, or fruit syrups. A dusting of powdered sugar is also traditional. When we return, cinnamon. Cinnamon is a spice obtained from the inner bark of several tree species from the genus Cinnamomum. Cinnamon is used mainly as an aromatic condiment and flavoring additive in various cuisines, sweet and savory dishes, breakfast cereals, snack foods, tea, and traditional foods. The aroma and flavor of cinnamon derive from its essential oil and principal component, cinnamaldehyde, and numerous other constituents, including eugenol. Cinnamon is the name for several trees and the commercial spice products that some of them produce. All are members of the genus Cinnamomum in the family Lauraceae. Only a few Cinnamomum species are grown commercially for spice. Cinnamomum verum is sometimes considered true cinnamon, but most cinnamon in international commerce is derived from the related species Cinnamomum cassia, also referred to as cassia. In 2018, Indonesia and China produced 70% of the world's supply of cinnamon, Indonesia producing nearly 40%, and China 30%. The English word cinnamon, attested in English since the 15th century, derives from Kappa Iota Nu 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 Omega Mu Omicron Nu, Kinnamomum, later Kinnamon, via Latin and medieval French intermediate forms. The Greek was borrowed from a Phoenician word, which was similar to the related Hebrew word, kinnamon. The name cassia, first recorded in late Old English from Latin, ultimately derives from the Hebrew word q'cr, a form of the verb katsa, to strip off bark. Early modern English also used conil and canela, similar to the current names of cinnamon in several other European languages, derived from the Latin word canela, a diminutive of canna, tube, from the way the bark curls up as it dries. Cinnamon has been known from remote antiquity. It was imported to Egypt as early as 2000 BC, but those who reported that it had come from China had confused it with Cinnamomum cassia, a related species. Cinnamon was so highly prized among ancient nations that it was regarded as a gift fit for monarchs and even for a deity. A fine inscription records the gift of cinnamon and cassia to the temple of Apollo at Miletus. Its source was kept a trade secret in the Mediterranean world for centuries by those in the spice trade, their monopoly as suppliers. Cinnamomum verum, which translates as true cinnamon, is native to India, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, and Myanmar. Cinnamomum cassia, cassia, is native to China. Related species, all harvested and sold in the modern era as cinnamon, are native to Vietnam, Indonesia, and other Southeast Asian countries with warm climates. In ancient Egypt, cinnamon was used to embalm mummies. From the Ptolemaic kingdom onward, ancient Egyptian recipes for kaifi, an aromatic used for burning, included cinnamon and cassia. The gifts of Hellenistic rulers to temples sometimes included cassia and cinnamon. The first Greek reference to cassia is found in a poem by Sappho in the 7th century BC. According to Herodotus, both cinnamon and cassia grew in Arabia, together with incense, myrrh, and labdanum, guarded by winged serpents. Herodotus, Aristotle, and other authors named Arabia as the source of cinnamon. They recounted that giant cinnamon birds collected the cinnamon sticks from an unknown land where the cinnamon trees grew and used them to construct their nests. Pliny the Elder wrote that cinnamon was brought around the Arabian Peninsula on rafts without rudders or sails or oars, taking advantage of the winter trade winds. He also mentioned cassia as a flavoring agent for wine, and that the tales of cinnamon being collected from the nests of cinnamon birds was a trader's fiction made up to charge more. However, the story remained current in Byzantium as late as 1310. According to Pliny the Elder, a Roman pound, 327 grams, 11.5 ounces, of cassia, cinnamon, or sericatum cost up to 1,500 denarii, the wage of 50 months' labor. Diocletian's edict on maximum prices from 301 AD gives a price of 125 denarii for a pound of cassia, while an agricultural laborer earned 25 denarii per day. Cinnamon was too expensive to be commonly used on funeral pyres in Rome, but Emperor Nero is said to have burned a year's worth of the city's supply at the funeral for his wife Poppaea Sabina in AD 65. Through the Middle Ages, the source of cinnamon remained a mystery to the Western world. From reading Latin writers who quoted Herodotus, Europeans had learned that cinnamon came up the Red Sea to the trading ports of Egypt, but where it came from was less than clear. When the Sieur de Joinville accompanied his king, Louis IX of France to Egypt on the Seventh Crusade in 1248, he reported, and believed, what he had been told, that cinnamon was fished up in nets at the source of the Nile out at the edge of the world, i.e., Ethiopia. Marco Polo avoided precision on the topic. The first mention that the spice grew in Sri Lanka was in Zakaria al-Qazwini's Attar al-Bilad wa Akbar al-Ibad, Monument of Places and History of God's Bondsman, about 1270. This was followed shortly after that by John of Montecorvino in a letter of about 1292. Indonesian rafts transported cinnamon directly from the Moluccas to East Africa, where local traders then carried it north to Alexandria in Egypt. Venetian traders from Italy held a monopoly on the spice trade in Europe, distributing cinnamon from Alexandria. The disruption of this trade by the rise of other Mediterranean powers, such as the Mamluk Sultans and the Ottoman Empire, was one of many factors that led Europeans to search more widely for other routes to Asia. During the 1500s, Ferdinand Magellan searched for spices on behalf of Spain, and in the Philippines, Cinnamomum mindanaense, which was closely related to Zeylanicum, the cinnamon found in Sri Lanka. This cinnamon eventually competed with Sri Lankan cinnamon, which was controlled by the Portuguese. In 1638, Dutch traders established a trading post in Sri Lanka, took control of the manufactories by 1640, and expelled the remaining Portuguese by 1658. The shores of the island are full of it, a Dutch captain reported, and it is the best in all the Orient. When one is downwind of the island, one can still smell cinnamon 8 leagues out to sea. The Dutch East India Company continued to overhaul the harvesting methods in the wild and eventually began to cultivate its own trees. In 1767, Lord Brown of the British East India Company established Anjarakandy Cinnamon Estate near Anjarakandy in the Kannanore district of Kerala, India. It later became Asia's largest cinnamon estate. The British took control of Ceylon from the Dutch in 1796. Cinnamon is an evergreen tree characterized by oval-shaped leaves, thick bark, and berry fruit. When harvesting the spice, the bark and leaves are the primary parts of the plant used. Cinnamon is cultivated by growing the tree for 2 years, then coppicing it, i.e., cutting the stems at ground level. The following year, about a dozen new shoots form from the roots, replacing those cut. Several pests such as Colitatricum gloeosporioides, Diplodia species, and Phytophthora cinnamomei, striped canker, can affect the growing plants. The stems must be processed immediately after harvesting while the inner bark is still wet. The cut stems are processed by scraping off the outer bark, then beating the branch evenly with a hammer to loosen the inner bark, which is then pried off in long rolls. Only 0.5 millimeter, 0.02 in, of the inner bark is used, the outer, woody portion is discarded, leaving meter-long cinnamon strips that curl into rolls, quills, on drying. The processed bark dries completely in 4 to 6 hours, provided it is in a well-ventilated and relatively warm environment. Once dry, the bark is cut into 5 to 10 centimeters, 2 to 4 in, lengths for sale. A less than ideal drying environment encourages the proliferation of pests in the bark, which may then require treatment by fumigation with sulfur dioxide. In 2011, the European Union approved the use of sulfur dioxide at a concentration of up to 150 mg/kg to treat verum bark harvested in Sri Lanka. Several species are often sold as cinnamon. Cinnamomum cassia, cassia or Chinese cinnamon, the most common commercial type in the USA, Bermanii, Kerinci, Padang cassia, or Indonesian cinnamon Luoyao, Saigon cinnamon, Vietnamese cassia, or Vietnamese cinnamon verum, Sri Lanka cinnamon, Ceylon cinnamon, or Cinnamomum zeylanicum citriodorum, Malabar cinnamon cassia induces a strong, spicy flavor and is often used in baking, especially associated with cinnamon rolls, as it handles baking conditions well. Among cassia, Chinese cinnamon is generally medium to light reddish brown in color, hard and woody in texture, and thicker, 2 to 3 mm, 0.079 to 0.118 in, thick, as all of the layers of bark are used. Using only the thin inner bark, Ceylon cinnamon has a lighter brown color and a finer, less dense, and more crumbly texture. It is subtle and more aromatic in flavor than cassia, losing much of its flavor during cooking. The barks of the species are easily distinguished when whole, both in macroscopic and microscopic characteristics. Ceylon cinnamon sticks, quills, have many thin layers and can easily be made into powder using a coffee or spice grinder, whereas cassia sticks are harder. Indonesian cinnamon is often sold in neat quills made up of one thick layer, capable of damaging a spice or coffee grinder. Saigon cinnamon, Luoyao, and Chinese cinnamon, cassia, are always sold as broken pieces of thick bark, as the bark is not supple enough to be rolled into quills. The powdered bark is harder to distinguish, but if treated with a tincture of iodine, a test for starch, little effect is visible with pure Ceylon cinnamon, but when Chinese cinnamon is present, a deep blue tint is produced. The Sri Lankan grading system divides the cinnamon quills into four groups. Alba, less than 6 mm, 0.24 in diameter. Continental, less than 16 mm, 0.63 in diameter. Mexican, less than 19 mm, 0.75 in diameter. Hamburg, less than 32 mm, 1.3 in diameter. These groups are further divided into specific grades. For example, Mexican is divided into M00000 Special, M00000, and M00000, depending on quill diameter and number of quills per kilogram. Any pieces of bark less than 106 mm, 4.2 in, long are categorized as quillings. Featherings are the inner bark of twigs and twisted shoots. Chips are trimmings of quills, outer and inner bark that cannot be separated, or the bark of small twigs. In 2017, four countries accounted for 99% of the world total: Indonesia, China, Vietnam, and Sri Lanka. Global production has multiplied more than tenfold since 1970. The largest change by country was for Vietnam, which went from being a minor producer in 1970 to third largest in 2017. Cinnamon bark is used as a spice. It is principally employed in cookery as a condiment and flavoring material. It is used in the preparation of chocolate, especially in Mexico. Cinnamon is often used in savory dishes of chicken and lamb. In the United States and Europe, cinnamon and sugar are often used to flavor cereals, bread-based dishes, such as toast, and fruits, especially apples. A cinnamon and sugar mixture, cinnamon sugar, is sold separately for such purposes. It is also used in Portuguese and Turkish cuisine for both sweet and savory dishes. Cinnamon can also be used in pickling and Christmas drinks, such as eggnog. Cinnamon powder has long been an essential spice in enhancing the flavor of Persian cuisine, used in a variety of thick soups, drinks, and sweets. Ground cinnamon comprises around 11% water, 81% carbohydrates, including 53% dietary fiber, 4% protein, and 1% fat. In a 100-gram reference amount, ground cinnamon is a rich source of calcium, 100% of the daily value, DV, iron, 64% DV, and vitamin K, 30% DV. The flavor of cinnamon is due to an aromatic essential oil that makes up 0.5 to 1% of its composition. This essential oil can be prepared by roughly pounding the bark, macerating it in sea water, and then quickly distilling the whole. It is of a golden yellow color, with the characteristic odor of cinnamon, and a very hot aromatic taste. The pungent taste and scent come from cinnamaldehyde, about 90% of the essential oil from the bark, and, by reaction with oxygen as it ages, it darkens in color and forms resinous compounds. Cinnamon constituents include some 80 aromatic compounds, including eugenol found in the oil from leaves or bark of cinnamon trees. Cinnamon is used as a flavoring in cinnamon liqueur, such as cinnamon-flavored whiskey in the United States, and Rey Komolo, a cinnamon brandy popular in parts of Greece. Cinnamon has a long history of use in traditional medicine, as a digestive aid. However, contemporary studies are unable to find evidence of any significant medicinal or therapeutic effect. Reviews of clinical trials reported lowering fasting plasma glucose and inconsistent effects on hemoglobin A1c, HbA1c, an indicator of chronically elevated plasma glucose. 4 reviews reported a decrease in fasting plasma glucose, only 2 reported low HbA1c, and 1 reported no change to either measure. The Cochrane review noted that trial durations were limited to 4 to 16 weeks and that no trials reported on changes to the quality of life, morbidity, or mortality rate. The Cochrane author's conclusion was, there is insufficient evidence to support the use of cinnamon for type 1 or type 2 diabetes mellitus. Citing the Cochrane review, the U.S. National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health stated, studies done in people don't support using cinnamon for any health condition. However, the results of the studies are difficult to interpret because it's often unclear what type of cinnamon and what part of the plant was used. A meta-analysis of cinnamon supplementation trials with lipid measurements reported lower total cholesterol and triglycerides but no significant changes in LDL cholesterol or HDL cholesterol. Another reported no change to body weight or insulin resistance. A systematic review of adverse events resulting from cinnamon use reported gastrointestinal disorders and allergic reactions as the most frequently reported side effects. In 2008, the European Food Safety Authority considered coumarin's toxicity, a cinnamon component, and confirmed a maximum recommended tolerable daily intake, TDI, of 0.1 milligrams of coumarin per kilogram of body weight. Coumarin is known to cause liver and kidney damage in high concentrations and metabolic effects in humans with CYCT2A6 polymorphism. Based on this assessment, the European Union set a guideline for maximum coumarin content in foodstuffs of 50 mg per kilogram of dough in seasonal foods and 15 mg per kilogram in everyday baked foods. The maximum recommended TDI of 0.1 mg of coumarin per kilogram of body weight equates to 5 mg of coumarin for a body weight of 50 kg. Due to the variable amount of coumarin in cassia, usually well over 1.0 mg of coumarin per gram of cinnamon, and sometimes up to 12 times that, cassia has a low safe intake level upper limit to adhere to the above TDI. In contrast, verum has only trace amounts of coumarin. When we return, cardamom. Cardamom, sometimes cardamon or cardamom, is a spice made from the seeds of several plants in the genera Elateria and Amomum in the family Zingiberaceae. Both genera are native to the Indian subcontinent and Indonesia. They are recognized by their small seed pods, triangular in cross-section and spindle-shaped, with a thin, papery outer shell and small, black seeds. Elateria pods are light green and smaller, while Amomum pods are larger and dark brown. Species used for cardamom are native throughout tropical and subtropical Asia. The first references to cardamom are found in Sumer and in the Ayurvedic literature of India. Nowadays, it is also cultivated in Guatemala, Malaysia, and Tanzania. The German coffee planter Oscar Modus Kloffer introduced Indian cardamom to cultivation in Guatemala before World War I. By 2000, that country had become the biggest producer and exporter of cardamom globally, followed by India. The word cardamom is derived from the Latin cardamomum, which is the Latinization of the Greek kappa alpha rho delta mu omega mu omicron nu, cardamomon, a compound of kappa rho delta alpha mu omicron nu, cardamon, cress plus mu omega mu omicron nu, amomon, which was probably the name for a kind of Indian spice plant. The earliest attested form of the word kappa rho delta alpha mu omicron nu signifying cress is the Mycenaean Greek kardamija, written in linear bisyllabic script, in the list of flavorings on the spice tablets found among palace archives in the House of the Sphinxes in Mycenae. The modern genus name Elateria is derived from the root elam attested in Dravidian languages. The two main types of cardamom are true or green cardamom, or, when bleached, white cardamom, comes from the species Elateria cardamomum, and is distributed from India to Malaysia. What is often referred to as white cardamom is actually Siam cardamom, Amomum cravanich. Black cardamom, also known as brown, greater, large, longer, or Nepal cardamom, comes from the species Amomum subulatum and is native to the eastern Himalayas and mostly cultivated in eastern Nepal, Sikkim and parts of Darjeeling district in West Bengal of India, and southern Bhutan. The two types of cardamom, kappa rho delta alpha mu omicron nu, and mu omega mu omicron nu, were distinguished in the 4th century BCE by the Greek father of botany, Theophrastus. Theophrastus and informants knew that these varieties were originally and solely from India. Both forms of cardamom, are used as flavorings and cooking spices in both food and drink and as a medicine. E-cardamom, green cardamom, is used as a spice, a masticatory, and in medicine, it is also smoked. Cardamom has a strong, unique taste, with an intensely aromatic, resinous fragrance. Black cardamom has a distinctly more smoky, though not bitter, aroma, with a coolness some consider similar to mint. Green cardamom is one of the most expensive spices by weight, but little is needed to impart flavor. It is best stored in the pod, as exposed or ground seeds quickly lose their flavor. Grinding the pods and seeds together lowers both the quality and the price. For recipes requiring whole cardamom pods, a generally accepted equivalent is 10 pods equals 1 plus half teaspoons of ground cardamom. It is a common ingredient in Indian cooking. It is also often used in baking in the Nordic countries, particularly in Sweden, Norway, and Finland, where it is used in traditional treats such as the Scandinavian Yule bread Julie cake, the Swedish kardemummabulla sweet bun, and Finnish sweetbread puller. In the Middle East, green cardamom powder is used as a spice for sweet dishes and traditional flavoring in coffee and tea. Cardamom is used to a wide extent in savory dishes. In some Middle Eastern countries, coffee and cardamom are often ground in a wooden mortar, a maibarj, and cooked together in a skillet, a maimaz, over wood or gas, to produce mixtures much as 40% cardamom. In Asia, both types of cardamom are widely used in both sweet and savory dishes, particularly in the south. Both are frequent components in spice mixes, such as Indian and Nepali masalas and Thai curry pastes. Green cardamom is often used in traditional Indian sweets and in masala chai, spiced tea. Both are also often used as a garnish in basmati rice and other dishes. Individual seeds are sometimes chewed and used in much the same way as chewing gum. It is used by confectionery giant Wrigley. Its Eclipse Breeze exotic mint packaging indicates the product contains cardamom to neutralize the toughest breath odors. It is also included in aromatic bitters, gin, and herbal teas. In Korea, medicinal cardamom, Amamum villosum var. Xanthioides, and black cardamom, Amamum sao ko, are used in traditional tea called Jeho Tang. The essential oil content in the seeds is strongly dependent on storage conditions but may be as high as 8%. In the oil are found alpha tipinol 45%, myrcene 27%, limonene 8%, menthon 6%, beta-phenandrine 3%, 1,8-cineal 2%, sabinine 2% and heptane 2%. Other sources report 1,8-cineal, 20-50%, alpha-terpenyl acetate, 30%, sabinine, limonene, 2-14%, and borneol. In the seeds of round cardamom from Java, A. Keplager, the content of essential oil is lower, 2-4%, and the oil contains mainly 1,8-cineal, up to 70%, plus beta-pinene, 16%, furthermore, alpha-pinene, alpha-tipinol, and humulene are found. By the early 21st century, Guatemala became the largest producer of cardamom in the world, with an average annual yield between 25,000 and 29,000 tons. The plant was introduced there in 1914 by Oscar Modius Kloefer, a German coffee planter. India, formerly the largest producer, since 2000 has been the second worldwide, generating around 15,000 tons annually. Increased demand since the 1980s, principally from China, for both A. villosum and A. sauco, has been met by farmers living at higher altitudes in localized areas of China, Laos, and Vietnam, people typically isolated from many other markets. Cardamom production began in ancient times and has been referred to in ancient Sanskrit texts as LR. The Babylonians and Assyrians recognized the health benefits of the spice early on, and trade in cardamom opened up along land routes and by the interlinked Persian Gulf route controlled from Dilmun as early as the 3rd millennium BCE Early Bronze Age, into Western Asia, and the Mediterranean world. The ancient Greeks thought highly of cardamom, and the Greek physicians Dioscorides and Hippocrates wrote about its therapeutic properties, identifying it as a digestive aid. Due to demand in ancient Greece and Rome, the cardamom trade developed into a handsome luxury business. Cardamom was one of the spices eligible for import tax in Alexandria, in 126 CE. In medieval times, Venice became the principal importer of cardamom into the West, along with pepper, cloves, and cinnamon, which was traded with merchants from the Levant with salt and meat products. Amamum was an important part of the economy in China during the Song Dynasty, 960-1279. In 1150, the Arab geographer Muhammad al-Idrisi noted that cardamom was being imported to Aden, in Yemen, from India and China. Later, in the 16th century, the Portuguese became involved in the trade when it conquered the west coast of India, but the industry did not become of major interest on a wider scale to Europeans until the 19th century. According to Nair, 2011, when India achieves a good crop, it is still less productive than Guatemala. Other notable producers include Costa Rica, El Salvador, Honduras, Papua New Guinea, Sri Lanka, Tanzania, Thailand, and Vietnam. Much cardamom production in India is cultivated on private property or in areas that the government owns and leases out to farmers. Traditionally, small plots of land within the forests, called old candies, whether wild or acclimatized plant existed are cleared during February and March. The brushwood is cut down and burned, and the roots of powerful weeds are torn up to free the soil. Soon after clearing, cardamom plants spring up all over the prepared plots, and then, if left alone for a couple of years, by that time, the cardamom plants may have 8 to 10 leaves and reach 30 centimeters, 1 foot, in height. In the third year, they may be 120 centimeters, 4 feet, in height. In the following May to June, the ground is again weeded, and by September to November. In the fourth year, weeding again occurs, and if the cardamoms are found growing nearer than 180 centimeters, 6 feet, apart, a few are transplanted to new positions. The plants bear for 3 or 4 years, and historically the life of each plantation was about 8 or 9 years. The seasons in Malabar are a little later than in Mysore, and according to some reports, a full crop may even be obtained in the third year. It was also believed that the cardamoms grown are of better quality above 600 meters, 2,000 feet, than below that altitude. Plants may be raised from seed or by division of the rhizome. In about a year, the seedlings reach about 30 centimeters, 1 foot, in length and are ready for transplantation. The flowering season is April to May, and after swelling in August and September, the first half of October usually attain the desired degree of ripening. The crop is gathered in October and November, and in exceptionally moist weather, the harvest protracts into December. When harvesting, the scapes or shoots bearing the clusters of fruits are broken off close to the stems and placed in baskets lined with fresh leaves. The fruits are spread out on carefully prepared floors, sometimes covered with mats, and exposed to the sun. 4 or 5 days of careful drying and bleaching in the sun is usually enough, but in rainy weather, artificial heat drying is necessary, though the fruits suffer very greatly in color when this course is resorted to, and in consequence, sometimes bleached with steam and sulfurous vapor or with rather nuts. The industry is highly labor-intensive, and each hectare requires a high degree of maintenance throughout the year. Production constraints mentioned are recurring climate vagaries, the absence of regular replantation, and ecological conditions associated with deforestation. In 1873 and 1874, Ceylon, now Sri Lanka, exported about 4,100 kilograms, 9,000 pounds, each year. In 1877, Ceylon exported 5,039 kilograms, 11,108 pounds, in 1879, 8,043 kilograms, 17,732 pounds, and in the 1881-2 season, 10,490 kilograms, 23,127 pounds, in 1903, 1,600 hectares, 4,000 acres, of cardamom growing areas were owned by European planters. The produce of the Travancore plantations was given as 290,000 kilograms, 650,000 pounds, or just a little under that of Ceylon. The yield of the Mysore plantations was approximately 91,000 kilograms, 200,000 pounds, and the cultivation was mainly in the Kadja district. The volume for 1903-4 stated the value of the cardamoms exported to have been 337,000 rupees compared with 416,000 rupees the previous year. India, which ranks second in world production, recorded a decline of 6.7% in cardamom production for 2012-13 and has projected a 30-40% production decline in 2013-14. Compared with the previous year due to unfavorable weather. In India, the state of Kerala is by far the most productive producer, with the districts of Idukki, Palakkad, and Wayanad being the principal producing areas. Given that several bureaucrats have personal interests in the industry, in India, several organizations have been set up to protect cardamom producers, such as the Cardamom Growers Association, EST, 1992, and the Kerala Cardamom Growers Association, EST, 1974. Research in India's cardamom plantations began in the 1970s while Kishikethil Chandy held the office of chairman of the Cardamom Board. The Kerala Land Reforms Act imposed restrictions on the size of certain agricultural holdings per household to the benefit of cardamom producers. In 1979-1980, Guatemala surpassed India in worldwide production. Guatemala cultivates Eleutheria cardamomum, which is native to the Malabar coast of India. Alta Verapaz Department produces 70% of Guatemala's cardamom. Cardamom was introduced to Guatemala before World War I by the German coffee planter Oscar Modus Cloefer. After World War II, production was increased to 13,000 to 14,000 tons annually. In addition to Guatemala and India, Sri Lanka, Nepal, Papua New Guinea and Tanzania are also significant cardamom growers. The average annual income for a plantation-owning household in 1998 was $3,408. Although the typical harvest annually requires over 210 days of labor, most cardamom farmers are better off than many other agricultural workers, and there are a significant number of those from the upper strata of society involved in the cultivation process. increased demand since the 1980s, principally from China, for both Amamum villosum and Amamum sauco, has provided a key source of income for poor farmers living at higher altitudes in localized areas of China, Laos, and Vietnam, people typically isolated from many other markets. Laos exports about 400 tons annually through Thailand, according to the FAO. Cardamom production's demand and supply patterns of trade are influenced by price movements, nationally and internationally, in 5 to 6 year cycles. Importing leaders mentioned are Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, while other significant importers include Germany, Iran, Japan, Jordan, Pakistan, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, the UK, and the former USSR. According to the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, 80% of cardamom's total consumption occurs in the Middle East. In the 19th century, Bombay and Madras were among the principal distributing ports of cardamom. India's exports to foreign countries increased during the early 20th century, particularly to the United Kingdom, followed by Arabia, Aden, Germany, Turkey, Japan, Persia, and Egypt. However, some 95% of cardamom produced in India is for domestic purposes, and India is itself by far the most important consuming country for cardamoms in the world. India also imports cardamom from Sri Lanka. In 1903-4, these imports came to 122,076 kilograms, 269,132 pounds, valued at 198,710 rupees. In contrast, Guatemala's local consumption is negligible, which supports the exportation of most of the produced cardamom. In the mid-1800s, Ceylon's cardamom was chiefly imported by Canada. After saffron and vanilla, cardamom is currently the third most expensive spice and is used as a spice and flavoring for food and liqueurs and in medicine.